and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, I'm Warner North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl Lindebaugh, good morning, my friend. 7:05, the last day of May, May 31st. Are we ready to go, Bad Bob?
Absolutely.
That's right. Linda's in the meetings this morning, being a little bit later. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop in our chat room. Gosh, it's already filling up this morning, but we always have room for one or two more. So you just get in there, and if you can't get in, you call Bad Bob, and I'll give you his home cell phone number. And, you know, you can harass him at home. And Bad Bob, what's the weather today?
Well, it's definitely coming up on June. Sunny and hot, a high near 100. A little bit of wind out of the northwest. Things are going to dry. Fire danger going to get seriously bad. Mostly clear tonight, low around 66. Sunny and hot for your Friday, a high near 99. As we head into the weekend, temperatures will dip a little bit. Currently in Reading, 65 degrees, and the report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, you know, this weekend, they've got music, they've got great food, the service is super. Give them a call at 474-5546. And you know what Anselmo's does, too, according to the front page of the paper? They actually execute, they exercise their constitutional rights by giving money to candidates. Oh, my God. Again, the record searchlight strikes out at people who run for office that take money from people that agree with them. Is super PACs where you've got money coming in from all over? No, from people here that knows what's going on, that know the issues, and they say, you know what? I think you'll represent my views and the views of other people that believe like me. So here, let me give you $100. Let me give you $1,000. But for some reason, in a record searchlight, this is bad. This is wrong. This is, oh my God, they've given money to these candidates. I don't understand this concept. You know, we had a candidate in here the other day. He said, well, I self-fund. I said, that's great if you're rich. I said, Bad Bob wants to run for city council. Why can't, you know, and I know Bad Bob.
Yeah, like that's right, never going
to
happen.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying Bad Bob wants to run for city council. I know Bad Bob, and I know he and I don't agree on 100% of the things, but I know that he and I think a lot alike on a lot of the things that goes on. What's wrong with me giving him $1,000? He's not going to be able to run because he is not a rich man. Do people want politics to be about rich people or about super PACs coming in from all over the United States and putting money into something? Why is it wrong for an individual to give money to people that run for office? Somebody needs to explain that to me.
Yeah, what is the difference between a donation like that and these $1,000, $10,000 plate dinners?
How come we don't see on the front pages, hey, the unions gave thousands and thousands of dollars in the last city council? The city council election, thousands and thousands of dollars. You don't see that in the record searchlight, do you? Now, why would that be? Oh, okay.
It's all about the agenda.
It's all about the agenda. And you know what? I don't look at the record searchlight as being a bunch of left-wing loonies, no more than they are right-wing loonies, even because people on the left say that these guys are right-wing, you know, Christian conservatives. They actually believe that about Silas Lines in this group. Of course, the other side goes is that they're godless heathens.
You probably got it right.
Well, you know what? You can't win Silas in record searchlight, but I do have a good time taking shots at you. Okay, before we go to our Wells Fargo advisor, I'm going to do a shout out to, you know, I don't do this a lot, Dr. Larry Farrell, a dentist. And he is a dentist. He's not an oral, you know, guy like that, but he's a dentist. And he's my dentist. And I went in there with a cracked tooth the other week, and he put a crown on it, and it went from pain to instant bliss. And he did it painlessly. And he doesn't advertise with it. But I just want you to know that Larry Farrell did a great job. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And the other thing, too, is we want to give a shout-out to Rick and Lori Goyne, good friends of ours we were with last night. People that really care about this community, that join into this community and do a lot of great things. We just want to say good morning to them. Before we take our break, we're going to visit Susan Eastman, though, of our Wells Fargo Advisors. And she's going to tell us just how great the stock market is today. Right, Susan?
Well, I want to try. Good morning, Carl. This is Susan Eastman. The major averages are lower this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 66 points at 12,353. The S&P 500 is off 11 points at 1302. The NASDAQ Composite is down 31 points at 2806. Some of the day's biggest movers, AT&T is up 13 cents, trading at $33.97. Johnson & Johnson down 40 cents at $62.61. Ford down 19 cents, trading at $10.47. Local stocks of interest, PepsiCo's down 30 cents, trading at $67.92. Pacific Gas and Electric's up 19 cents at $43.59. Bank of Commerce up 4 pennies at $3.94. Treasuries are higher along the curve. The 10-year note is up 3/16 of a point, bringing the 10-year yield to a record low of 1.59%. For commodities, gold is up $3, trading at $1,568 per ounce. Silver's off 8 cents at $27. Crude oil down 11 cents, trading at $87 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, are you still there?
Yes.
What's your phone number down there on Park Marina Drive?
It's 243-7561.
You still have a bunch of those great brochures to give away?
Yes, I do.
You know, y'all...
On the economy and on some... we have a new listing of stocks that our research department is rating as a buy.
Uh-huh.
So the stocks are poised to be a good buy right now. Market's dropped about 6 or 7%.
Okay, my friends, you know, Susan and Chris and Kathy and Josh are good people. You need to go down and see them down there at Park Marina Drive, Wells Fargo Advisors. We're going to take a break. We come back. We have Pam Giacomini in here. We're going to be talking about the district supervisor run she's making. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a bot.
Vaughn Cartwright, and like Glenn Hawes and Linda Hartman and many others in Shasta County, I'm endorsing Brian Daly for the State Assembly. Like me, I'm sure you're fed up with all the politicians and gladhanders in Sacramento who are wasting our money. Brian Daly has the right experience to get the job done. What we need in Sacramento is someone with business sense, not another politician. And that person is Brian Daly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Kent's Meats and Grocery, home of locally grown natural choice beef from Prather Ranch, quality fresh produce, seafood, grocery, liquor, beverage specials, and fresh homemade deli items from Kathy's Deli. At Kent's, they cure and smoke their own ham, bacon, and regular smoked or teriyaki style beef jerky. New at Kent's Meats, an all new line of natural choice Prather Ranch beef, including lean, tender New York style pastrami, jerky, and a large selection of snack sticks. Plus, Lano Seco organic local pork, including chops, roasts, sausage, bacon, and bone-in hams, cured and smoked right here at Kent's. From Kathy's Deli case, choose from deli sandwiches, salads, and side dishes, all made fresh daily. How about a fresh take-and-bake pizza or party tray? Kent's is your small-town grocery store with friendly staff, organic and farm-fresh produce, USDA choice meats, spirits, and libations, gas, diesel, and propane, fuel for you and your vehicle all in one stop. And don't forget the all-day Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip, ribs, and chicken, and all the fixings for a quick, easy meal on the go. Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road next to Winter Garden.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Ask yourself these two questions. How many vacant buildings do we have now? Do we really need more retail stores in this area? We have only one opportunity to grow. Let's grow wisely. Churn Creek Bottom is fighting a big war on Measure A and Measure B. They need your help. It's no way on Measure A, and it's clear to see it's yes siree on Measure B. The homeowners of Churn Creek Bottom don't have a lot of money to fight this battle, but what they do have is the truth. They're not a big out-of-state company. They're local homeowners fighting to protect and preserve prime farmland in Shasta County, paid for by the Churn Creek Bottom homeowners and friends.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's out there getting more paint. We're painting the place here. 7:15 in the morning, May the 31st. Okay, I got to tell a quick story before we get to Pam Giacomini here. See, this when I tell this story, that's going to get everybody goes. It's going to go, ah, and it kind of like, you know.
Perfect.
You know, my dog, Elk Killer. Everybody knows who Elk Killer is. Elk Killer is the kind that... I think of Elk Killer like you, Lassie on super steroids. Dog is extremely smart, and this is what I believe. If I fell down, tripped over a rock, I would say, go get help. And Elk Killer would go up over the fence, swim to Sacramento, go to Tom Pasinko's house, ring the doorbell, beat up the Rottweiler that Tom has, grab Tom by the arm and drag him back to the car and then race home and bring him in and then show him how to give me chest compressions. That's my dog, Elk Killer.
That's not a dog. That's an Ewok.
I tell you what, that's my dog, Elk Killer. I can, you know what, that is the way I feel about it. Well, I took Elk Killer out last night to go to the bathroom in the backyard. There's a dried leaf that is sitting in the backyard. Elk Killer goes over and looks at the leaf for 5 minutes. Doesn't move its head, just looks at the leaf. I finally go over, pick up the leaf, and move the leaf. Elk Killer continues to look where the leaf was before she finally wandered away. This is the dog that I figured would be the first dog ever to write, you know, even if it didn't have opposing thumbs. Anyway, that was Elk Killer.
Nothing under that leaf.
Nothing under that leaf. No, there was nothing under that leaf, and obviously nothing between those ears last night. Okay. Hey, our guest is... I had to share that.
Thank you.
People like my dog. Okay. Our guest is Pam Giacomini.
Yes.
Running for supervisor in District...
3.
And you are... And is this your first time that you've run for office?
This is my first time that I've run for office.
You've been having a good time?
I am having a good time. It has been so awesome to get out and meet so many people and discuss their issues and the things that concern them about the county. It's been really a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Well, that's one of the things we get here is that people call and we've got this opportunity to meet so many people that come through here with almost, you name it, they've done it or they're doing it. And so you get to meet a lot and hear a lot about what concerns people. But Pam, where do you come from?
You know what? I come from Hat Creek. Great-grandfather settled there in 1903, and so we have a family cattle ranch that we've worked hard to make sure that we have made it through all those generational turnovers and have kept it together. My husband and I also have a premium natural grass-finished beef business. We started that in 2003, and that's growing by leaps and bounds.
People really getting into the range-fed, organic-type stuff.
Yeah, kind of a free-range, all grass-finished. And so it's an amazing niche. And it's not that we're passing judgment on the traditional beef industry. It's that there's a niche, a market that people want fulfilled.
Of course. And unfortunately, but you're not organic, right?
We are not organic,
yeah,
correct. We are natural.
Yeah. Because there's like 85 hoops you got to leap through. Be organic.
That's exactly right. And we don't think, quite frankly, to pay somebody to come in and tell us that we're certified organic makes monetary sense. We are beyond their standards already, and that's our reputation. That's what we rely on. So we have a relationship with our consumer, which that's the very best relationship possible.
Well, I'm a little concerned that we've been reading about, you know, the global warming, that your cows are out there pooping and causing the global atmosphere to warm up. So, I mean, have you thought of how to handle that? Maybe diapers?
It's the flatulence, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think there's any issue there. You know, and we raise a lot of grass, which sequesters carbon.
So that's
you
a good
thing. You got trade-offs then.
Absolutely.
Okay. You got a very low carbon footprint. I had to say it, okay? I know it wasn't asked, but, you know, when you raise cattle, you got to think about
there
that.
There you go, yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Our guest is Pam Giacomini. And see, what I've done now is I've kind of eased her any tension she may have had about being on the radio, but talking about my dog. And we talked about her, and then talked about her cows. Flatulence, and now we're going to get into the hard stuff. All right, as soon as we get back from this break, Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day? I did say it. Miss a bot.
California's first congressional district is at a crossroads. We can no longer afford to elect career politicians who take money from special interest groups to further their own agendas. We can no longer afford to elect career politicians who continue to line their own pockets with our tax dollars while asking us to make cuts. We must not elect Doug LaMalfa. He is unethical and does not know the difference between illegal conduct, fraud, and political satire. His actions are indefensible. He is misleading you. He is not one of us. As your next congressman, I will represent this diverse district and all of its citizens fairly and equitably. I will always act honestly, with strength and integrity. I will never forget that I work for you. I'm not taking donations, will not accept the Cadillac health care Congress offers only to itself, and will not stay in office longer than 6 years. I'm Michael DeQuisto, and I'm running for Congress. I approve this ad. Please vote for me on June 5th.
DeQuisto for Congress paid for this ad.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. Public safety should be our number one priority. As Police Chief of Reading, I worked hard to keep our streets safe. As your supervisor, I have strongly supported the Sheriff's Office in order to protect you and your family. In these difficult times, I will continue to put your safety at the forefront of my decisions.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Leonard Modi.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Boss, 7:23 in the morning, May the 31st. This portion of the show is brought to you by our buddies at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go into Espresso Joe's and get the best coffee. They got specials there. You can get, a 20 ounces of coffee for $3. You get iced coffees there that can sell you everything you can make, you could possibly want to make coffee. And of course, then you walk on over to the finest humidor in the state. And they've got a big sale on there and cigars, last stick standing. Buy 6, get 1 free. They got all types of other things like that that they can do. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. That's where I get my stuff. And I don't, You know, the thing, it's harder to get that than to go down to the medicinal marijuana stop. We'll talk about that. Now, Pam Giacomini is our guest, and she's running for District 4. District 3 supervisor. And I should just keep you all up in, like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, but I don't. I okay. Let you mix me up.
That's okay.
Okay, we've talked about frivolous things. Let's get into something that started running. Let's talk about a fire tax. You were on the board that approved a fire tax. That your opponent has said?
Yes, I've heard that he's saying that, yes. That's absolutely false. So let me give you the history on that. State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection has 9 members, okay? And I had been on it for 6 years. I was appointed by the governor. And so the state fire tax is a perfect example of a completely failed legislative process. You know, at the legislature, they didn't deal with the budget as they should have. And so they, in the dark of night, with no public input, pass this fee mandating that the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection pass this $150 fee, okay, by September 1st. So if we didn't do that, we were breaking the law, right? So at that time, we only had 5 members on the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection because the governor had gone for months making no new appointments. People had termed out. One person moved out of state. So, you know, only 5 of us there to do the work, right? So we actually put our heads together and crafted a very fair fee. Okay, what the legislative language did was actually gave us some flexibility. So we capped it at $90. We made sure there was only 1 tax per parcel, okay? And then we gave people a series of credits. So if somebody does their defensible space, if somebody's already in a local fire protection district, all those things, they get a credit. So they get down to basically a $35 fee, which is very fair and reasonable.
Fee.
Thanks. Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. And so we passed that. Okay? Made the governor's office very, very angry. He immediately interviewed people who had applied for those vacant seats, okay, went through. Their very first question in their interview was, do you support a $150 fire fee? The ones that said yes were appointed. The ones that said no were not appointed. We know this for a fact because one of the members that was not appointed came to the Board of Forestry and explained this all to us on how the process worked. Okay? So immediately, the very next meeting, those 4 new appointees were on the board. They rammed through a $150 fee. Multiple fees per parcel could happen. And I absolutely voted no because it was absolutely the wrong process. So, no, I voted against the state fire fee, the tax.
The second one, the $150 one.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
Yep.
You were involved in the first one and voted against the second one.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, I think that answers the question that came across there. Okay, let's talk about, you know what, the supervisor job. I used to think the city council job is really, I mean, it is, it's quite important.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of abuse you take as a city councilor, I mean, a city councilman, I mean, it's like twice as much as you do as a board of supervisor, mm-hmm. unless you're Glenn Haas. Who, by the way, didn't he?
He endorsed me. Yes.
Yeah.
He asked me to run a couple of years ago. Yeah.
Okay. Well, perhaps you can go visit him at some point. Is it a full time job? Do you think the Board of Supervisors is a full time job?
I think you certainly should give at least 3/4 to full time attention to the position. You know, you need to always be out there talking to people in the community and listening. So whether you count that as, you know, clock time on the Board of Supervisors job or not. I'm not sure. You know, just being here in Reading, sitting in the council, supervisor's chambers and making decisions, reading documents, all those kind of things, obviously that's time here. Time out in the country is just as important. We really need to connect with our local communities again, and I think that's very important. You should be doing that all the time. So, yeah, probably full-time.
Probably full-time or because they're paying, what is it, $58,000 a year?
I think it's 54, something like that. It took a little
cut, to me seems, especially for Shasta County, seems like a full-time job.
Yeah.
And this, according to listening to Modi. And Modi says is that, you know, of course, he had people following him around with cameras, you know, showing him he wasn't there. And his answers were very similar to yours, that, you know, hey, you have to go out and all these. And frankly, I don't care if you're in the office. You know, I mean,
right.
I don't want to, you know, I don't care if Modi's car is in the office or Giacomini's car is in the office, or Jones is in the office, or Kehoe. I worry about Kehoe in the office. But if you're doing your job, in today's work of with computers and everything, mm-hmm. you can do it from almost anywhere. I think you need to be in the office to establish certain office hours. This is just me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying this because we're getting ready to run out of time. And, but I think you need to establish that. But I wanted to hear from you. You tell me that you think this is a full-time job.
I do, but I'm a very good multitasker, so I'm not going to give up all of my businesses.
Okay, that's a good point you've made. I'm not going to give up all the rest of my businesses for this job, but we can do both.
Yes.
We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot.
Pointing reports on the U.S. economy are taking a toll on the markets. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 50 points. On the flip side, shares of Talbots are soaring on news of a buyout deal. Sycamore Partners is buying the women's clothing retailer for $369 million, including debt. The deal is expected to close in the third quarter. And Liberty Media is taking a tough stance in its efforts to take control of Sirius XM Radio. Liberty plans to convert half of its preferred shares in the satellite radio broadcaster in a move that would give the company 32% of Sirius common stock. That's in addition to the common stock Liberty already agreed to buy. The company will then move to take control of Sirius XM's board. Liberty also filed a petition with the Federal Communications Commission to have the agency reconsider its May 4th decision rejecting the takeover. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Hi, I'm a home. You know where your heart is? Don't worry, I know how you feel about me. That's why you need to get me flood insurance. If you get homesick after a few days, imagine how a flood would make you feel. Just a few inches of water can cost tens of thousands of dollars in damage. And homeowners insurance doesn't cover floods. But in moderate to low-risk areas, flood insurance starts as low as $129 a year. Visit floodsmart.gov to learn how a flood could affect you.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run three businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for four generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:35 in the morning, May the 31st. Last day of May. Bob, you have misplaced May.
I'm telling you.
Warned you about that, Bob. But, oh, no, you knew better. And look what happened. May's disappeared. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Bob and Judy, our friends down there, been in business since 1985. If you got something that needs sharpened, if you don't take it to R&B Sharpening, you are being foolish. Saws, knives, router bits, shapers, they will even make bandsaw blades to order while you wait. Go on down to Anderson and check our friends out there at 6915 East Side Road, Building 6, or give them a call at 530-365-1479. That's R&B Sharpening. Good people. Do great work. Our guest is Pam Giacomini, and we have somebody on the line, BC. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Carl and Pam.
Good morning.
I do have a question for you. I did watch you at the debate with down at the Tea Party, and one of the questions that Patrick Jones asked you, if you was going to take any of the benefit packages, i.e. retirement, health, whatever is available, if you become supervisor, and you kind of hesitated, then you said you'd think about it. So it's been quite some time since the Tea Party, so want to know that if you thought about it. And then back to expand on, is it a full-time job? I think you have three other businesses up there, and it just kind of looks like it might have a full plate. Don't know whether that, I don't believe it's a full-time job for anybody. But anyhow, we'll take my answer on the air, and thank you.
Okay, you bet, BC. Hey, thanks for calling in. Yes, I do have three businesses, and I am a very busy person. One of the businesses that I'm going to be stepping back out of, if I'm lucky enough to be able to serve as your supervisor, is our Century 21 business. I have a niece and nephew that are stepping into that role, and I appreciate that very much. I still will be involved in our natural beef business as well as our cattle ranch, and those are seven-day-a-week type positions. But I will definitely make sure that I spend plenty of time to take care of the county's work and represent the people fairly and honestly.
I think we talked off the air. You said that job was only 10 to 15 hours. That you're part of it. How far away is Fall River from?
Is Fall River? Yeah. I live in Hat Creek.
I mean Hat Creek. How far? Well,
okay.
You're right. Hat Creek, it's closer. How far is Hat Creek from Reading?
About 65 miles.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's an hour each way, any way you look at it, then, at least.
Oh, certainly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I left home at 5:30 this
morning.
Here's
the things, my friends, and I'm not taking sides here on this, but you do have telecommuting, and you know we do have computers, so we can go that way. Of course, I don't know if the county staff will give you everything, because knowledge is power. Okay.
I'm a good sleuther.
Measure A and B.
Yes.
That's not going to go away. How do you stand on Measure A?
I was actually neutral on Measure A for quite some time. As I explore it more, I'm going to vote against Measure A.
Why?
Because, you know, I just really think that we ought to have a different type of development. You know,
what kind?
Well, something. I think retail. We have plenty of retail. I mean, there's a lot of retail out there. There's a lot of empty store space out there. I think the key issue here that I think keeps getting lost is we really need to push for a revenue sharing agreement between the cities and the county. And if we have a broad policy where we can apply that project by project by project, development by development, then we're going to stop this tug of war between where should development occur. Okay? Measure B, I feel very sorry for those people in the Churn Creek Bottom that feel that they weren't honored by the planning process. That's what we need to fix. We need to fix the planning process. I'm going to vote no on Measure B as well, because we shouldn't be planning by referendum. We've got to fix our planning process.
Wasn't that what Measure A is?
What Measure A is?
No, planning by referendum.
I'm going to vote no on Measure A.
I know, but that's the same thing. I mean, people are voting. It's a referendum. It's an initiative to say it's the same thing, right?
Yes, correct. Correct.
I understand what you're saying. You say, okay, I don't want to vote on A, but I'm going to vote on B because I don't think we shouldn't do our lawmaking or you know this by initiatives. Well, A and B are initiatives, aren't they?
Yes, correct.
So then, if you're voting no on A, that's an initiative, mm-hmm. and you're agreeing with the initiative, and you're voting no on B, which is another initiative. or a measure. You can call them measures because they're done at the county.
Right.
But that's, I mean, they're both an initiative, quote, measures. And, I can understand if you want to, split your vote, but both of them are because people put them on a ballot and we're voting on it. And I agree. I don't think that's a good way to do business. But
okay.
Am I making sense to you?
No, not really. But I think we're saying the same thing, quite frankly. And I'm not sure why
we're not saying the same thing.
Okay.
Because if Measure A and B are initiatives that people put on the ballot and they're saying, okay, vote for this. So that's why Bob Moore got into this thing. Mm-hmm. They were taking away, according to Bob Moore, his right to build on his land. And I agreed with what you said, is that initiatives, these ballot measures putting out in the way they're written, is a bad way to do business. It's not because it can lead to other things, the law of unintended consequences, like 215. But yet A and B are both the same thing. I mean, if you look at it, they're both initiatives put on the ballot measure. Now, I think they're both bad ways to do business. We've had the supervisors all vote 5-0 to okay this plan. Now, Churn Creek has come back up and said, wait a minute, we don't like this. We're going to get 11,000 people signed up for this. We're going to put it on a measure to stop what you're doing. At the same time, Measure B started. And by the way, you're not going to build for 23 years down here.
Or 24.
At that point, right.
Right.
Which has caused this other part, which is causing a great deal of consternation. I'm sure Churn Creek had never even heard of Measure B at this point. Anyway, so you're voting against Measure A because it's not the correct planning way.
I think there's critical issues with the traffic situation. I mean, I can't see Caltrans actually suing the county and suing the developer if that traffic plan would work. So there's one major issue. The other issue is the school. That's a concern there. Okay, we do need to have jobs and we need to have development in the county. I just think that it's too bad that we couldn't find agreement between the parties to make sure that this plan would work. I mean, it does strike me that the Board of Supervisors voted 5-0 to support the project, and then the community has this huge backlash. So something in the process didn't work right. So we need to get back and solve that problem and figure out how do we bring people together and find the solution.
Okay. We'll take a break here. And we come back, we want to talk about water issues and what else? Oh, just things that are happening around here, realignment, jails. Frankly, you all picked the time to jump into the political arena when, I mean, the state has bent us over. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest, Pam Giacomini, running for District 3.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Statham. For over 18 years, I fought for the Great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and LA's liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already against special interests by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Redding. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Redding for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindbott, Linda's on assignment, getting ready for painting in her show tonight on the spot with Lindbott, and it's going to be theater and all types of fashion stuff for the girls, and also lascivious probably stories for the guys that listen. 7:46 in the morning. Our guest, Pam Giacomini. Pam.
Yes,
water.
Sir.
Let's talk water here.
Okay.
You tell me what the name of this thing is, because okay. I just know it's the Water Integration Board and all this.
Okay.
You're for that, right?
It's the Upper Pitt River Watershed Integrated Regional Watershed Management Planning Process. I know. Say that fast three times, right?
I can't say it fast one time.
Okay.
Obviously.
Okay. What this is it actually began in 2002 when the voters of the state of California passed Prop 50. Okay? So then that aligned bond money that Department of Water Resources needed to get out there on the ground doing projects, right? So they thought, well, we've got to create something so there's some accountability, and we know that the money that is invested in a community is invested how that community wants it invested. And so there are actually 55 of these plans already done across the state. They're done either, you know, a little small region, you know, local community. Ours, the Upper Pitt River Watershed, is actually covering three counties, Lassen, Modoc, and Eastern Shasta County, that whole Pitt River watershed.
Mm-hmm.
There's one going on down here with six counties, okay, and that, mm-hmm. I think that's been the more controversial.
Yeah, well, I think the controversy is this, is there's a belief that if we're a member of this water district, that we lose control of what happens to the water in our district.
Correct, and that's a fallacy.
Okay.
Okay?
That's a fallacy.
It is.
And that's what Leonard Modi said. He said this board has no power at all to do that.
And it's not a board.
Or whatever.
Okay, it's a plan that's being being developed that then, for example, Bernie Water District,
mm-hmm.
Fall River Community Services District, the City of Alturas, they're going to be able to apply then for project funds to be able to upgrade their water systems so it saves their ratepayers money. There's no way that...
Is there any hooks to this that we can lose our water or our water rights in any way?
No. And that's why I'm deeply involved in this. I make sure that the words on paper are right, okay? There's no way there's going to be an erosion of water rights.
Okay.
Okay?
That's very important. Okay, let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
I feel a little peckish this morning, John.
A little peckish. Well, you know what? It's always good to be peckish, and I'm a little peckish also, and particularly in regards to the slam that the referendum process just took on your show there. If the representatives of the people make a mistake, as they invariably will and do, the referendum process is essential and effective as a corrective method of overcoming bad representation.
Okay. I understand that. That's a good point, John.
There's nothing wrong with the people getting together in community, signing petitions and asking for a redress of their grievances about the decisions made by representative government.
So what about 215?
What about what?
What about 215?
What about 215?
Well, you think it was written well? Do you think it was?
I think it was written poorly.
No, it was a poor. That's a poor example of an initiative, and there's many more like that.
And there are tons of them, but that does not repudiate.
You're right, and I agree with you on
the
that.
Referendum process.
No.
And there has to be a corrective method for dealing. You can't just sit there and take it and take it and take it and not do anything.
No, John, you're absolutely right. That's got to be the redress. Now, do you have a question for Pam?
I do.
All right, we'll get
good
to that
morning,
because
Pam.
I'm running
How
out of time.
This morning?
I'm good, John. How are you?
I have two questions for you, really, but they're tied together. I always have two questions. I never have one.
Okay.
I would like you, after I get off the air, to speak to what are the major differences between you and your primary opponent, Patrick Jones.
Okay.
And how you see the differences in how you would represent them and how you think he would do it and what you would do better. Now, in connection with that, the earlier caller asked you about whether you would accept benefit packages if you were elected, and you didn't answer that question, and I would like to hear the answer to it.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll be off the air and listen to your answers very, very intently.
Okay.
Thanks, Johnny D.
You guys have a great day.
Thanks, John. You too.
Bye.
To address the first question, the difference between my major opponent and myself is that I'm a real solution-oriented person. I have state-level experience in both the legislative arena and the regulatory arenas and was able to bring very diverse interests together and find solutions that basically served the interests of rural Northern California citizens, and that's been critical. So I can bring people together and find solutions, and that's really a critical issue, as opposed to just saying no. I'm there to be able to make things better and to find solutions. That's the critical talent that I bring here. I'm a creative thinker, a hard worker, and I have that ability to really bring people together to make things work. On the
will you take the
benefits? Okay, that's what I was going to get to right now. I still have to evaluate that. We're self-employed. We pay for our own health insurance, and it's a burden. So if there's an opportunity for me to go ahead and have health insurance paid for while I'm doing this job, fine. I will not do a long-term, benefit package in any way, shape, or form. Does that make sense?
So you'll take the health care, but you won't take the retirement?
I have to evaluate the retirement. I'll probably look at taking the retirement that is applied to the years of my service, but not forever. Does that make sense?
I'm sure it does to other people that understand this, but to me it doesn't, because if you're in there, you're going to I'm going to take the benefits.
Correct.
Okay, and that was the answer.
Okay.
All right. I think that's what you're saying is you've got at this point now, because you've reevaluated things, so you're no on B.
No on both.
Okay.
Correct.
And then, but just because these are questions that have come through here, and so we're just trying to get them out here right before the election day.
Right.
And you would take the benefit. And you know what, people? I see no problem with that. If you're working full time in a job and they've offered you health benefits and you don't have health benefits, why? Why not? Okay? If you're working full time and you're doing your job.
Right.
Okay, we've got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
There's a motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Are you fed up, like I am, with a government that keeps spending and spending with no end in sight? I am fighting to stop the high-speed rail boondoggle that will cost taxpayers $100 billion or more. We can't afford a train to nowhere at a time when rural fire protection is being cut and prison inmates are being released early because the state is out of money. That's just common sense. Something is really lacking, especially in Washington. One of the reasons I decided to run for office is because the government has its priorities all wrong. Instead of saddling future generations with trillions in debt to take over our choices with things like Obamacare, they should be cutting waste and installing our priorities for jobs and our families. With your support, I will go to Washington and bring with me a big dose of North State common sense. This is Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening.
Join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Tax Limitation Committee in electing Doug LaMalfa on June 5th. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you.
owned and operated by my wife Judy and I. We're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Clifford, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, because the only way to guarantee things are done right is to do it yourself. I've worked 52 years to get other conservatives elected, only to watch them metamorph into liberals. I have the courage of my conservative convictions. I'll put water rights, property rights, and businesses before job-killing environmental activism. I'll fight to protect local sovereignty against state and federal mandates. Vote Clifford for Supervisor, District 4, on June 5th.
Paid for by Clifford for Supervisor, District 4.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. One of my opponents, while she was serving on the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, approved an illegal and unconstitutional fire tax. We've already paid for fire protection. I will not support any new taxes of this type. It's time for proven leadership in Shasta County. And as always, I will support a two-term limit and will refuse all retirement and health care benefits. Vote Patrick Henry Jones, District 3 Supervisor. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Henry Jones, 2012.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and DeBott in our last segment of the of this morning with Pam. Let's go to the phones. Charles, let's keep this short. We got a couple minutes there, Charles.
On the integrated water management plan, any plan that is not to conform to the certain regulations and guidelines, the Department of Water Resources is going to declare invalid. So, I mean, at the end of the day, to, you know, if we sign on to the plan, we're basically signing on to whatever they have planned for us, which, among other things, may include a bunch of climate change-related business. And did you get that email I sent you last night?
If you're talking to Carl, or who? Or Pam? Because I haven't opened up my email yet this morning, I'm sorry. Okay, Pam.
Yeah, I sent you a bunch of research material.
Well, I'm sure you did, and, you know. Hey.
But
anyway, hey, Charles, wait a minute. Let Pam answer this. What I think what Charles is saying is mm-hmm. that then these things that they come up with, your board comes up with, can be, you know, they can have a number of different impacts on us.
Right.
Even if it's not taking our water, but they can force other things.
Yeah, exactly. So let me address that. There are 16 things that are required by DWR that be addressed in the plan. Okay, 16 different items. One of them is climate. Okay, so the way that we in the upper pit have addressed that is we're not saying, you know what? People have caused climate change. We need to embrace AB 32. We are not saying that. The approach we took was, you know what? We've watched these weather patterns change over centuries. We know that drought is coming. So how do we best address drought? So that's how we're addressing it, because we have that opportunity to put the words on paper that fit our community.
Can you, in this group here, in our own people here, can you keep people from watering their yards with this this board?
No.
You can't do any. You can't force people to take away their yards. You can't force them to stop watering or anything.
No.
This board has no teeth.
Exactly. It's a plan. Okay, it is a plan whereby funding then can come into communities.
Okay, that funding.
Instead of going to San Diego, San Francisco, and L.A., we're going to bring some of that state bond money for projects. Like we have a ditch water, Hat Creek, we have some water users. Mm-hmm. There's an 85% ditch loss. So if we line that ditch using some of this proposition money,
uh-huh.
the water right holders at the end of that ditch are able to actually get their water. That's a good thing.
Okay, we've run out of time. And Pam, tell them how they can get a hold of you and where you're appearing next.
Yeah, tonight we'll be in Montgomery Creek.
Okay.
It'll be at Round Mountain at the Health Center. And they can get a hold of me at my website at www.pamgdistrict3.com or Pam Giacomini, if you can spell Giacomini.
Okay. Pam, thanks a lot for being on.
Thanks for having me.
And there's never enough time. And now Election Day is here. All right. Carl and Bob, we're going to be right back. Rick Bassetti, running for the State Assembly, will be our guest. We get back on the other side. Miss a day, miss a lot. We'll see you right after these messages.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The economy is still sluggish, not growing as much as we thought, and unemployment lines get a little longer. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
In the first quarter of this year, the economy expanded by just 1.9%, slower than earlier estimated, the Commerce Department says, because consumers spent less and businesses slowed down restocking. At the same time, jobless benefit applications hit a five-week high last week, and the four-week measurement is also up. Still, the private sector did add jobs. Payroll provider ADP reporting modest hiring, up 133,000 this month. Tomorrow, the Labor Department releases its monthly employment picture. Dave.
Jared, it keeps getting cheaper to get a mortgage. Rates hitting yet another record low. A 30-year fix, now 3.75%. And Freddie Mac says the 15-year rate is 2.97. On Wall Street, the Dow down 87 points. Two American tourists kidnapped overnight in Egypt have been set free after negotiations with Bedouin tribesmen who abducted the two as they traveled to a Red Sea resort. This as Egypt lifts a long-time emergency order. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
The country's controversial and unpopular emergency law has been lifted after more than 30 years. It topped the list of demands by protesters last year, demanding Hosni Mubarak step down. Human Rights Watch says the law gave authorities a broad leeway to arrest citizens and hold them indefinitely without charge. The ruling military council announced a partial suspension in January, but critics say it didn't go far enough. Dave.
Emily, the House today could vote to ban abortions based solely on whether it's a boy or a girl.
This type of a sex selection is most Americans find pretty repulsive.
The Democrats are against Speaker Boehner, and the Republican plan, saying it's just another way to try to restrict a woman's right to choose. The Dragon will soon splash down in the Pacific, the SpaceX capsule ready to finish its mission to the International Space Station. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
All right, guys, listen up, because it's time to man up. Are you laying on the couch tired and unmotivated? Are you losing muscle and gaining fat? Have you lost the drive in your romantic life? Then you've really got to try Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement clinically shown to boost testosterone levels within a normal, healthy range. This is the game changer you've been waiting for. Ageless Male supports healthy energy production in your body and muscle health with your workouts. And it's clinically shown to boost desire, drive, and performance in your romantic life. So if you're ready to go from tired to feeling desired, call for your risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the man you used to be.
Just call 1-800-706-2787.
Don't wait another day.
Just call 1-800-706-2787. 1-800-706-2787. 1-800-706-2787.
It'll be tense tonight in Wisconsin, days before the high-profile governor recall election.
This is the second debate between Governor Scott Walker and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. During their first face-off last week, the two talked about Walker's collective bargaining cuts for most public workers. The Republican governor saying,
"My problem was I fixed it, then I talked about it. Most politicians spend all their time talking about it, but never fix it. In the future, we're going to both talk about it and fix it."
His Democratic challenger says,
"You decided to use a budget crisis to try to divide and conquer this state. That's what led to all of this. And you succeeded."
The recall election is Tuesday. A Marquette Law School survey of 600 likely voters finds that Governor Walker leads Mayor Barrett 52% to 45% with a margin of error of 4%. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
The Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional, so rules a U.S. appeals court in Boston. That 1996 law denies federal benefits to gay couples, and the court says that that's discrimination. There have been similar rulings by federal judges in California. New York City was the first to ban trans fats, It also outlawed smoking in some outdoor areas, and now the city wants to limit the size of a soda. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley details it.
It's the most ambitious plan yet of Mayor Bloomberg's in the city's fight against obesity. Sugary drinks larger than 16 ounces, about the size of a medium coffee, and smaller than a common soda bottle will be banned from restaurants, movie theaters, and street carts.
That's if the Board of Health approves the plan. The city's Beverage Association is upset, calling it an unhealthy obsession to attack soft drinks, which it claims are a shrinking part of the American diet. And the 50 spellers are back at it today in Washington, D.C., the semifinals of the National Spelling Bee. The finals are tonight. A six-year-old who is the youngest ever to take part in the competition, not still in the competition. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Lindebaugh. Yes, I am fired up today. It's Thursday. For some reason, Thursdays do this to me. 8:05 in the morning, May the 31st. Bob's misplaced May. He's let it run away from us. May's a good month, and Bob let it go. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live. A lot of people in the chat room, and you guys are asking some great questions here. Our next hour we have, and he's sitting here already prepared, is City Councilman Rick Bassetti, who's running, of course, for the Assembly District 1. But first, let's go to the phones. You know what? I'm not sure, but I think I really like this person on the phone. But I am sure.
Who is this person? Hey, I'm glad, you know, Rick, hello. It's been a great show this morning. I'll make it quick. Of course, this is Linda. And tonight on my show, On the Spot with Linda Bide, I wanted to let you know it's all things theater, 6 p.m., tune in, KCNR 1460, of course. What you're going to hear is the director from Naughty Knickers will be in. We're giving free tickets away for that show. It's really special, of course, Riverfront Playhouse. Big deal. Tris Clark, who is with Westside Performing Arts, will be in. We're also giving free tickets away for her cabaret series, which begins this weekend as well. And then I'm hearing that we are going to have a special guest appearance by Summer Chappelle, who will be in the last half hour, and we're going to get to hear some of the new tracks that she's recently cut in Nashville. So we're really, really excited about tonight's Everything Entertainment, and I hope to have you tune in and call in for those free tickets. Love you, honey, and have a great show. Talking politics.
Love you, honey.
I can't say that, can I?
It
depends on which one you're talking to there.
I'll talk to my honey then out there. My honey, I love
your
you,
honey
too.
Your honey's out there, too. Yeah. Okay. Hey, okay, that's On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. Okay, now getting back into seriousness, we're going to Susan Eastman of the Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute. Susan, good morning.
Well, major averages are drifting lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 98 points at 12,321. The S&P 500 is off 14 points at 1299. The NASDAQ Composite is down 34 points at 2803. The three most active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America is down a dime, trading at $7.10. J.P. Morgan Chase up 9 cents at 3305. Talbot's up $1.19 at $2.48. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Safeway's down 12 cents, trading at $19.05. AT&T up 19 cents at $34.03. Target positive 27 cents, trading at $58.05. Over in the bond department, the 10-year note is priced to yield 1.59%, a record low, while the 30-year is 2.62%. For commodities, gold is down $3.90 at $1,561 per ounce. Silver's off 30 cents at 27. Crude oil down a dollar, trading at $86 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Susan. And Susan Eastman and the rest of the Wells Fargo Advisors are over in Park Marina Drive, and they're good people to talk to. They've got a book that's down there, going down there to their office, and they've got all types of handouts and pamphlets on stocks and bonds, and get to know them, Susan and Josh and Chris and Kathy down at the Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Rick Bassetti is our guest, and we'll be talking to Rick about a number of questions. You know, usually I've got like a series of 43 questions, starting with shoe size, and I work my way from there. Carl on the Bot, miss a day, miss a lot.
Lori Beck. I have the experience, management skills, and qualifications necessary to be your supervisor in District 4. I have worked as an administrator for the legislature for over 25 years. I have served 8 years on the Shasta College Board of Trustees. My number one priority is public safety. We need to eliminate this catch-and-release situation. I will work to get the new jail we need to keep criminals off the streets. You can count on me to build a better Shasta County. More jobs, helping businesses prosper, and working to streamline the permit process and reduce permit fees. I will devote my energy to opening the new veterans home. When elected, I will work tirelessly to justify your confidence and support. Check out my website at sherrybeck2012.com. When marking your ballot, be sure to check Beck. You can count on me to build a better Shasta County. I'm Sherry Beck, and I approve this message. Thank you.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sherry Beck District 4 Supervisor.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I'm Vaughn Cartwright, and like Glenn Hawes and Linda Hartman and many others in Shasta County, I'm endorsing Brian Daly for the State Assembly. Like me, I'm sure you're fed up with all the politicians and gladhanders in Sacramento who are wasting our money. Brian Daly has the right experience to get the job done. What we need in Sacramento is someone with business sense, not another politician. And that person is Brian Daly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah! Whatever that meant. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, welcome back. 8:12 in the morning on May the 31st, because Bob's not been frugal with the days.
You know, we are 3 weeks away from the longest day of the year. After that, they get shorter again. Solstice is only 3 weeks away.
I'll have you know, the other day when I had one of our guests on, it was the longest day of my life. We can't get any longer than that.
I'll try to make it easier for you today.
These go quick because there's a lot of people like to talk to you and the politicians. If you're not a politician, it goes, sometimes they can, you know, you ask them a 30-second question, you get a 2-second answer, and then you're dead. Okay, Bob, what's the weather?
Mother Nature's going to drop kick us right into the triple digits today. Sunny and hot, a high near 100 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, low around 66, and continued toasty day for your Friday, 99 for a high. Going to taper off a little bit into the weekend. We got some wind. Conditions are dry. Fire danger is up. Keep that in mind. Currently rating 71 degrees, and the report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Go on up there. Tonight is pizza night, handmade pizzas, and then this weekend they've got music, they've got great ambiance. It's cooler up there. The people up there are really, really special. You feel special when you're up at Anselmo Vineyards. Okay, our guest is Rick Bassetti. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
We've got people lined up on the phone already, but I want to talk about a couple of things.
Well,
first.
That's good.
It's time to be talking specifics.
Sure.
And, you know, everybody's, you know, I realize that you're not in office, and I mean, or in that office that you're running for, but you know, we talk about, you know, oh, we can't build this. It will just, you know, we can't do this on Measure A because we've got no jobs here, and this is not going to bring jobs. Well, okay, candidates, what are you going to do to bring jobs to the North State?
Well, did you see what we did as a city starting January 1, this past January 1? We reduced the new building fees for new single-family and duplex construction in the city of Reading by 33%. We don't create jobs. Government can never create jobs. We're right in the middle of keeping jobs from happening, for the most part, whether it's our planning process and the permitting fees and that sort of thing. So what we did was, first of all, do you know how much to build a single-family home connection fees are total?
I think it's up in the 50s.
No. It's $39,000.
Okay.
So we roughly did about a 33% discount off of that. The logic there was this, Carl. I had met, and I will tell everyone in the world that I met privately and talked with about five or six home builders. Okay? This is one of those closed-door meeting things, right? These are concerned citizens, people out there who contribute to our economy. They came to me and said, listen, we think that we can compete with all the foreclosure sales out there. You know, we can go out and build $250,000 to $275,000 homes and offer new buyers a one-year guarantee on everything, okay? And they're going to walk in and have a brand new home. They're going to have landscaping done. They're going to have everything done. But we need a little room in here for us. And we said, okay, that made sense. We bring it up as an agenda item, and the rest of the council, or I mean, I think the first vote might have been 4-1 or 3-2, to go ahead and implement this. In all of 2011, Carl, there were 20 single-family home permits issued in Reading.
How many?
20 in all of 2011. Since January 1, we're now sitting at 70, 75, over $16 million of, now pay attention, private investment money, okay, not government money, but private money has come back into our economy. And we were told by both the real estate and the Builders Exchange that what's happening now is we have about 750 people back to work that have been building and getting this home sold and through title and through everything else. All we did was just reduce a fee. Can you imagine if we get done, if we go to the state and get rid of some of the regulations that are on top of them? You know, if we lighten up on some of the ADA regulations that we have. Those are very specific things. Jerry Kusky was looking to remodel all four of his car dealerships. The bid comes back to him, $800,000.
Because of the ADA?
No. We hadn't gotten there yet. And then he's got to do an additional 20% on top of that for ADA. And it was absolutely ludicrous. He goes, I've got the money to do this, but I'm not going to pay $160,000 of just one of the projects for the ADA. Was he was supposed to put out on Cypress in front of Crown Motors a public bus stop area there and provide not just a wheelchair ramp, but one for a blind person to get down to his showroom. And Jerry goes, you know, I can understand a wheelchair ramp. I've sold hundreds of cars in my lifetime to people in wheelchairs, but never one to someone getting off a public bus who's blind in a wheelchair. And so that stymies our job creation around here. Carl, there's $800,000 worth of work sitting there ready to go, and we've got regulations like that. So get rid of these regulations like that, and we're going to have jobs coming back in here. This state has chased more businesses out of this, out of here.
Oh, no, I believe that, and I agree with that. In fact, we've been hearing this for years.
And businesses like the aerospace industry. Why did that have to leave California? Why did we chase them out of here? You know, I got a son with a master's degree in aerospace engineering, the highest security rating you could get coming out of the military. He was a nuclear command module commander, right? He's got keys to 50 nukes, and he couldn't find anything here. He goes back to Boston to get a job. Why? And we have good people like that throughout the state.
Okay, so what you would do is go back and try to step down on all the regulations. And you're right, you know, government doesn't make business, but our legislators give the atmosphere for us to succeed, us the entrepreneurs to go out there and succeed.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I understand that. But you said so one of the ways you would do it is look at the ADA, right?
Reduce fees.
Okay, and reduce fees. All right. Okay, let's go to the phone. Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, I'm Tim Cox, and I have a question for Mr. Pacetti. You know, the governor is trying to get an initiative on the ballot here to raise taxes, and I want to know how Mr. Pacetti is going to vote for it, because, you know, you have a lot of politicians saying that they're going to you know, they're not going to vote to raise taxes, but, you know, they won't sign anything to say they won't raise taxes. So I want to know what Mr. Pacetti's done.
Oh, well.
Okay, Tim, thank you.
Thank you very much, Tim. Actually, about 4 months ago, I signed the no tax pledge. So I will vote definitely against that. There's no way right now that we can afford to raise taxes. We were just talking about jobs leaving the state. We go ahead and raise taxes on everybody again, even more. All you're going to do is put that much more burden on top of the people.
My buddy Dennis Miller said, I use that term loosely because we are an affiliate, but my buddy Dennis Miller said, the day that I spend one more dollar than I make is mm-hmm. the day I leave California.
Well, you know, the irony of it is that I've published, and it's been publicly stated that I've signed the no tax pledge. So I appreciate you calling in, Tim, and giving me the opportunity
to answer. Here's
that.
What happens, Rick, and you know this. You've been around.
Right.
And I see things, especially in the chat room, as things roll through, is that you see things that people say that have already been addressed or I know it, but because
right.
I'm here every day. You know, sometimes it's hard to believe, but sometimes our listeners aren't here every day or they might miss a portion.
Well, you know,
it.
One of the things.
So, but it has to be cleared up. And thanks, Tim, for that question, yeah. because that obviously is still floating around.
There's a very important part of that no tax pledge that people don't ever read through. At one of our candidates' forums, I was asked about it, and I asked the candidate who asked me about signing it. He said I couldn't negotiate. I said, did you read it? And he looked at me with a blank stare in his eye. Because he hadn't read it. The reality is, yeah, I can go ahead and raise taxes, but I would have to receive equal in cuts or more in cuts before I could vote for a tax raise.
As long as it's a, you know what, as long as it's a net sum.
Right.
I don't have a problem with that. As long as it's a net sum.
Yeah.
And if I raise the taxes and if taxes are going up for a year and but the cuts are only good for 6 months, that doesn't count.
You're absolutely right. And it's very clearly in there that that it is.
Okay.
On equal basis.
All right. Well, I've got a bunch of people lined up here, but we've got to take a break. Colin DeBott, our guest, Rick Pacetti, running for assembly, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Are you fed up, like I am, with a government that keeps spending and spending with no end in sight? I am fighting to stop the high-speed rail boondoggle that will cost taxpayers $100 billion or more. We can't afford a train to nowhere at a time when rural fire protection is being cut, and prison inmates are being released early because the state is out of money. That's just common sense, something that is really lacking, especially in Washington. One of the reasons I decided to run for office is because the government has its priorities all wrong. Instead of saddling future generations with trillions in debt to take over our choices with things like Obamacare, they should be cutting waste and installing our priorities for jobs and our families. With your support, I will go to Washington and bring with me a big dose of North State common sense. This is Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening.
Join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Tax Limitation Committee in electing Doug LaMalfa on June 5th. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run 3 businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for 4 generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460.
I had a car that sounded like that once.
Still does. 8:25 in the morning, May the 31st. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. Go into our chat room. You can join us, as many, many, many of you have, at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, our local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. I'm not sure if they've got any cars left after that huge sell over the weekend. But I know they probably took a lot of trade-ins in, and they only take the cream of the crop, so you've got a plethora of used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Something for every need. You know what? These are our neighbors. They take pride in the deals they make and pride in the service they provide. Redding Crown Motors, located at 555 Cypress Avenue. You're looking for a car, a truck, or an SUV. You go down there and see them. Give them a call, 223-2177. Redding Crown Motors. Local. Keep your money local. Our guest is a city councilman, Rick Bassetti, but running for the State Assembly District 1.
Yes, sir.
And we've got
24,325 square miles.
Gosh.
15% of the land mass of California. And 9 national forests. And 12
voters.
And yeah, and no. 1/80th of the vote.
1/80th.
But 90% of the water that hits San Francisco Bay originates in District 1.
I say we hold it for ransom. Let's go to the phones. Who was on that first?
We have Kevin.
Okay, Kevin, line 2.
Good morning, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin, you're on.
Going once. Going twice.
Hello, Kevin.
Hold on, let me try that again.
We're going to try it one more time?
All right, name again.
Okay, Kevin, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a question for Rick Bassetti?
Yes, I do. I've heard that the state of California has amassed $500 billion worth of unfunded pension liability, and I'm wondering, what is your stance on statewide pension reform, and what do you plan on doing about it?
Well, I just mentioned that I'm 1/80th of the vote. Well, you're correct there. I think the numbers came out here about 6 months ago that there was $500 billion of unfunded liability over the next 30 years in regards to our pension plan. You know what? We got a small part of ours back here at Reading just by asking our employees are paying their share of it. At the state level, the biggest problem is this. The biggest problem is that they have a formula there that guarantees every CalPERS person a certain rate of return. No one else has that anywhere. It's a defined benefit plan. And that's something that we're going to have to change, you know. There's going to be a huge battle with the public employees unions when that comes about because that was written into law by Gray Davis. Now, you know, I've got the credentials. We've fought that and everything. You know, it's now come to pass that one of my opponents in here is now taking public employee money. You know, I don't know how, in fact, someone's going to qualify now to go down and fight those battles there with those unions, if you're taking money from them. But the reality is it's not going to be a pleasant battle at all. It wasn't pleasant here. I mean, they're so powerful. And, but you got to
have unions become too powerful in the state?
The public employee unions. Carl, I get asked this question. I'm told that I hate firemen and I'm told that I hate policemen and I hate these people. I don't hate anyone. If I hate anything or if I don't like anything, it's that 7.75% guaranteed return because there's no way anyone can make that amount of money. And when it was written into law, life was good and rosy and, you know,
there was money in the state.
The dot-com market was going crazy. Everyone was going crazy. It's only super funded, I think, 3 times in the history.
So what do you think you can do? I mean, let's face it. They've got, I mean, it's, I would it sup- is, you are going, anybody that goes on to try and change this, the only person that can really change this is Governor Brown.
And he has a plan in place right now. And if you've read his 12-point plan.
I've read what he said, and this is hard to believe. But I tell you what, he's going to get opposition like crazy. But he's going to have to give up other things. He already gave a whole bunch of stuff to the teachers union to try and get their support of this raising
taxes. You're absolutely right there.
So this man is maybe a little Machiavellian, but I don't believe anything he does.
Well, you know, and what we do as representatives down there is we're going to have to go in and take what is in writing that's been presented to us, like item number 9. Item number 9 in his plan is, if you're a member of the CalPERS plan, you're going to make 50% of the contribution every year to your plan. Do you know what kind of an effect that would have just here at the city of Reading? Carl, that's huge. Do you know how much we're going to be paying into the CalPERS system this year?
No, how much?
Almost one-third of our general fund.
Okay, that's from the city.
City of Reading.
Okay.
So if half of that came back, if half of that came back in the form that the employees were having to pay half, you know, that would be huge for us. Now you're actually out there paving roads. Now you have money to do that sort of thing. People think the traffic impact fees pays to pave roads. Traffic impact fees.
I was surprised to find out how much it costs to pave.
Yeah.
Not half of a street is like in the millions.
Well, it's so much a mile. TIF money is for new road construction.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay, we've got like 30 seconds here. Chris, I know you're on the line. Please hang on to the other side, and you'll be the first person we talk to when we get back from the news. If you have a question for Rick Bassetti, and I've got 100 of them here, I'm just trying to catch them out of the chat room. Hop in the chat room, kcnr1460.com, or give us a call at 530-605-4567. We have one line open right now. Well, anyway, we'll be back in a minute. There's not enough time to get it started. Tomorrow, Patrick Jones.
Oh.
So we're going to talk to him, too. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Another ruling against the Defense of Marriage Act. By a 3-0 vote, a federal appeals court in Boston declares that the law unconstitutionally denies benefits to gay couples. This follows a similar decision Friday by a judge in Northern California. The law that defines marriage as being between a man and a woman is still expected to go to the U.S. Supreme Court, which was acknowledged in today's ruling. The first commercial flight of a vehicle to the International Space Station is minutes from its scheduled conclusion, a splashdown in the Pacific.
The deorbit burn, that crucial reentry into the atmosphere, which could destroy that capsule, ended with the capsule firmly intact. Got one job left, to plummet and parachute safely down into the Pacific Ocean.
Fox's Phil Keating, the unmanned Dragon capsule was turned loose this morning. Fox News, we report, you decide.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. These are challenging times for all of us, especially county government. As your supervisor, I have taken a very conservative approach with your money. We cut operating expenses and reduced employee costs while still delivering the services you needed. In other words, we didn't spend money we didn't have, just like you.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the committee to elect Leonard Modi.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to CARS?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of CARS?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to CARS. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
California's 1st Congressional District is at a crossroads. We can no longer afford to elect career politicians who take money from special interest groups to further their own agendas. We can no longer afford to elect career politicians who continue to line their own pockets with our tax dollars while asking us to make cuts. We must not elect Doug LaMalfa. He is unethical and does not know the difference between illegal conduct, fraud, and political satire. His actions are indefensible. He is misleading you. He is not one of us. As your next congressman, I will represent this diverse district and all of its citizens fairly and equitably. I will always act honestly, with strength and integrity. I will never forget that I work for you. I'm not taking donations, will not accept the Cadillac health care Congress offers only to itself, and will not stay in office longer than 6 years. I'm Michael DeQuisto, and I'm running for Congress. I approve this ad. Please vote for me on June 5th.
DeQuisto for Congress paid for this ad.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you.
owned and operated by my wife Judy and I. We're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Carl and DeBott. Linda is on assignment today. We heard her. She's going to be on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my buddies down there, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, and you get discounts if you're a senior or a veteran. Man's Last Stronghold. Man's Last Stronghold. You got to kind of like a place like that. They're friendly, great haircuts, and like I said, Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guest is Rick Bassetti, running for...
Thought you were going to forget there for a second.
Because Bob writes things down, and I'm looking at it, and I think he doesn't look like Susan Eastman. Anyway, is Chris gone? Because he's answered his question. Is that over?
No, this is another Chris.
Oh, another Chris. Okay. Our guest is Rick Bassetti. He's running for the Assembly, District 1. Mm-hmm. We'll go to the phones here. Okay, Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question for Mr. Bassetti?
I do. Thank you for taking my call. Rick, there's been a lot of early releases from the prisons, and that's got to be affecting the crime rates in all the localities. Is there anything that you, as a assemblyman, can remedy that problem with?
Well, thanks for that question, Chris. You know, the only thing I think in talking with our sheriff, talking with my chief here, if we had a way to pay for it, you know, supposedly when Sheriff Osinko came and made the presentation to the city council and then our chief made the presentation, what was going to be happening here to us, they're supposed to be receiving like $4,300 per person per year. We're getting 35 felons dropped on our doorstep the first of every month. The state, in effect, is getting about a 90% discount on these people that they shoot out of the prisons now because it costs them anywhere from $45,000 up, depending on their level of incarceration there. The state's going to have to step up. And if I'm down there, I'm going to work on getting permanent financing for the counties to actually take care, either incarcerate or monitor these people in a much better fashion. You know, there was just an article today where one woman's been arrested 14 times and she's been let out. We had a guy who was...
And you know Rob Pelletti's happy about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, before the last council meeting, he said that we've caught over 300 burglars since October, and none of them are in jail. You know, I mean, this is solving the problem. And we're in Redding. Can you imagine what it must be like down in Hollywood or in L.A.?
Well, I can tell you exactly what it is. They don't understand it because it's such an area there. They don't feel a kinship. They don't feel like – they don't see this.
Right.
They don't – when you say realignment to them, they look at you with a blank look in their face. They don't see these thugs, these denizens of the night walking the streets.
Exactly. You know, and the daytime smash and grabs that are going on in areas of town that have never had this type of situation before. Over on Saratoga, I think there was two or three within 1 week. You know, a good friend of mine, their home, they were there for lunch. We went back to work. By the time they came back at 5, the house had been ransacked. These have to come to a stop. The only way, it always comes around and dances around that magical dollar sign. And so if the state is getting a 90% discount, we got to find a way. And I think the sentiment is going to be there because it's being felt throughout the state.
I hope so, because they're turning our state into a penal colony, and our main street is the yard where they exercise.
And you keep in mind now, you know, this originated with the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's the one who came in and said, we have to get rid of 30,000 of these
I'll
guys.
I'll tell you what it is. It's the union that was in that because you're paying $50,000 per inmate. That's what's wrong. Okay. You're paying $12,000 a year for medical costs for an inmate, and people here that are working their asses off are not getting anything close to that.
No.
You know, that's what's got to be changed, this mentality down in Sacramento.
We'll add that to the list,
Let
Carl.
Me get off my soapbox here. Now, let me... You received $165,000 from a super PAC.
Well, let's rephrase that.
Okay.
What's called an independent expenditure.
Okay.
Okay. Was opened on my behalf.
All right. Okay? Do you have anything to do with that?
I can't talk. I don't know the people. I don't know. What happens, Carl, when this whole process started, I spent 10 weeks in a row on every Wednesday going to Sacramento, meeting with all the various different associations and employer groups in Sacramento, from the Hospital Association, the Dental Association, the Cal Association of Realtors. I mean, Carl, I had probably 65 different meetings. These people want to know who's out there running. I saw candidates down there the whole time I'm there, walking around. Everyone's going around having these meetings. Once the campaign started, a lot of these people offered me money to give me support. You know, there's a maximum that any individual can give you or organization of $3,900 for a state assembly. When you open an independent expenditure, it's like going to the Secretary of State, is what you have to do, and you say, I like Carl. I'm going to open the I Like Carl pack, okay? And so I can put as much money as I want in there. My friends can put as much money as they want in there, and we can spend that for Carl. But Carl can't say anything. I have no communications. It's against the law, okay? I know nothing. Now, when I saw this open, I looked at it and I went, wow. Wow. It's the Association of Realtors. It's the Dental Association. My wife has been I have huge support in the dental community up here. It's not just by accident. You know, they look, they call and talk to a lot of dentists.
You're talking to these people. I mean, this isn't something that's just, oh, my gosh, you've had to work.
Right.
You've worked all the offices just like everybody
else. Like everyone else did. And when I'm in my forums, I'm very open with this. I'm proud of the fact that I have endorsements from probably close to 25 to 30 different state associations and groups. Because they interviewed all of the candidates, Carl. That's what people don't understand. And they chose me. Okay? I'm not ashamed of that at all. And if these people want to come in and they think that Rick Vassetti is going to be the best person to handle District 1 in the world of jobs, in the world of fighting regulation, in the world of protecting your taxes. That's why Howard Jarvis endorsed me. That's why the National Tax Limitation Committee has endorsed me. The two strongest. They interview. I tell you what, Carl, every one of these meetings, the Hospital Association, there were six people in the room, three of them were attorneys. Okay, it's not an easy process that you go through.
See, those are things I don't think people really understand. Like, I didn't understand.
That you
go in front of
groups.
Hundreds of groups.
Well, maybe. I didn't make
I
it
know,
hundreds
of groups, but I had dozens of groups.
I had 10 days. I bet you I averaged 5 to 6 meetings a day. So 50 to 60 meetings down there. When I met with
and that's everybody. Everybody does
everybody.
Those.
Well, if you want to be a serious candidate, you better. If you want to just sit up here and say, I'm not going to take money because I'm above the mess, you know, I'm sorry. If you want to win a race, you're going to have to go out. Now, do people own me? Absolutely not. I mean, look at my record. And this is what these people did in all these interviews. They come back. They vet you. They look at your voting record. If you're a person like the California Association of Realtors, have my decisions in the city of Reading in my years as a planning commissioner, was it positive or negative to the development community and the real estate community? Some people say, absolutely. Other people say, that's terrible. We don't want any homes up here. I've got my home. I don't want anyone else to move up here. Well, which side's going to win? You know, and for me, I don't have a problem with people moving here, Carl. I really don't.
Well, I think that if we're going to continue to progress, we need to have change. That's what I believe in. But it's the question of what kind of change. Okay, we've got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 14.6. If you have a question for
Rick
Vassetti. I'm okay, Rick Vassetti. Give us a call at 605-4567. We got lots of questions in the chat room, guys. I'm trying to get to them as soon as we can. Hey, we'll be right back.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. One of my opponents, while she was serving on the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, approved an illegal and unconstitutional fire tax. We've already paid for fire protection. I will not support any new taxes of this type. It's time for proven leadership in Shasta County. And as always, I will support a two-term limit and will refuse all retirement and health care benefits. Vote Patrick Henry Jones, District 3 Supervisor. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Henry Jones, 2012.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Time to clean your home or office carpets? Looking for a company you can trust? Hex Carpet Care has the best in carpet care technology, but with old-fashioned customer service. They pride themselves with no broken promises. They do what they say. They are built off of referrals. They're the company you feel good about referring. Hex Carpet Care is locally owned and operated, offering same and next day appointments. No job is too big or too small. Give us a call, 710-6267. That's 710-6267. Hex Carpet Care. Simply the best.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Statham. For over 18 years, I fought for the Great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and L.A.'s liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already against special interest by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Redding. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530 605 4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bot.
Carl, I love your bumper music. I love your bumper music.
Well, you know what? We come in. Well, that's, you know, what you can't see is Bad Bob and our bumping as we come in.
Well, it's not just that. All of your bumper
scary.
Music.
It's scary.
It's, well, my, you know, my generation.
Well,
thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Too, May 31st is the day. Next Tuesday is Election Day. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're in our chat room. There are a lot of questions and little arguments going on back and forth. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley-Davidson.
Cool.
Take a ride. You know what? Sitting on that bike kind of identifies kind of how you think and who you are in a lot of ways. It does. And Redding Harley-Davidson has been here since 1977. David and Robin White, they take a day-to-day, you know, they're in there daily. And Harley-Davidson, Redding Harley-Davidson, has sold a lot of bikes lately. I mean a lot of bikes lately, these new models that are just outstanding. Made in America, make a statement, Harley-Davidson. And they offer full service there. They've got experienced technicians. They take pride in what they do. You want to sell your bike, they'll take trade-ins. They've got financing available. They're right up the road here at 1268 Twin View Boulevard in Redding. Give them a call at 241-7117. They're open from Tuesday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Just remember, you ride that Harley. You experience that ride. You live that dream. Redding Harley-Davidson.
You used to sell Harley, didn't you?
No, you know, but I've ridden Harleys a long time. I've ridden all kinds of bikes. And I've ridden Harleys a long time.
Yeah,
and
that's your preferred.
Well, you know, it's kind of like when, you know, let me get back to this stuff. But it's kind of a way that when you're doing something that you enjoy, that you can kind of like solve every problem in the world. If you can't solve every problem in the world on a 1,000-mile ride, you shouldn't be on that bike.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, Rick. Veterans issues. I want to talk veterans issues.
Sure.
The state home is, I mean, our veterans home, again, is not open. And I'm looking at it. It looks like the Senate is pushing this stuff off when we thought that we actually had the money coming in. Well, you were at the meeting.
I rode the bus down with the guys.
Now, the assembly said, oh, no, let's move it forward. It looks like the Senate is kind of roadblocking that. What would you do?
Shine a light on. You got to make that as public as you can. You
got to
have those lights.
Why isn't that in the front page? What's going on with this thing?
Well, I don't know. You have to call out to the editorial people out there. Maybe it's not newsworthy. But the reality is that the two hospitals that have been completed and are ready to be implemented are both in red districts, and the governor is holding them hostage. And it's going to be part of this tax thing, you watch. And, you know, that is just so unfair. You know, I heard so many different stories, Carl, when we rode down on that bus and listening to the different guys talking and what they've done and what they've been through and everything. And for us not to have the heart just to open up, compared the amount of money that we're talking about to run these things on a day-to-day basis for these Reading holes, 150. Is that correct?
Yeah, something like that.
And then I think Fresno's down at somewhere around 225 or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, for these men that have done this over their lives and they've sacrificed so much for us, it's a travesty. It's a shame. And, so it'd have to be every day someone's got to have a light on it and shining that light.
Okay, and you're right. I mean, but, you know, what can you do with that? That's something you've got to make it a mission. Now, we've got 30,000 veterans coming back to California each month. If you looked in the papers lately, and you'll see that 43% of the military returning from these wars need some kind of treatment. Most of these are the National Guard and reserves. And I can understand that because, you know, regulars have a different way of going through this, but they need this help. The state of California has continued to take away the assistance of these veterans.
Right.
What can you do about that?
Same thing. Get in there and battle for them. I met with Bob Dunlap here, our veteran services officer here, right?
Yep.
Good guy.
Good
He's
man.
Got some great ideas. I would like to have him on my shoulder down there in the assembly helping me put together the presentations to try to convince the people that we're going to need to convince to get the proper funding and the services reinstated here for these people. We ask these people to go and do god-awful things for us, to leave their lives, especially the reservists, right, in the National Guard. They leave their normal lives. They go over there. They get right into the middle of hell and bring them back, and we just dump them out with no concern and no services.
Well, you know, frankly, you know, being a professional military my whole life and watching these last wars, these last over 10 years, sitting next to these National Guardmen and reservists, I couldn't be more proud of my country and these young men and women. But it takes a completely different toll on them than it does on a professional military. It takes, and we are turning them out. We're having problems, and it's going to just get worse. And frankly, if people don't start supporting them and making that a mission statement, I'm not going to support them.
I got a nephew who just is leaving Simpson University, and he's enrolling. He enlisted into the National Guard, and he's going to be going down to boot camp here on the 26th of June and then into officer candidacy school. I want him to be able to have, he's 23 years old. I want him to have the services when he comes out, Carl.
All right. Well, you know what? I frankly think that the Democrats in Sacramento don't care. They say they do, but they don't care, and I don't think Brown cares, and we've got to take a break. Carl Lindebaut, guest Rick Bassetti, we're talking politics, we're talking about veterans, of course, issues very close to my heart, and we've got people on the phone. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Are you fed up, like I am, with a government that keeps spending and spending with no end in sight? I am fighting to stop the high-speed rail boondoggle that will cost taxpayers $100 billion or more. We can't afford a train to nowhere at a time when rural fire protection is being cut and prison inmates are being released early because the state is out of money. That's just common sense, something that is really lacking, especially in Washington. One of the reasons I decided to run for office is because the government has its priorities all wrong. Instead of saddling future generations with trillions in debt to take over our choices with things like Obamacare, they should be cutting waste and installing our priorities for jobs and our families. With your support, I will go to Washington and bring with me a big dose of North State common sense. This is Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening.
Join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Tax Limitation Committee in electing Doug LaMalfa on June 5th. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Make your dad's day extra special and treat him to the delicious meal that he deserves. Bring him to Elements inside Wind River Casino for Sunday brunch or our Father's Day dinner special on Sunday, June 17th. Super Dad Deals. Brunch includes a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with an array of delicious desserts and much more. Served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All you can eat for just $19.95. Let Dad and Mom sit back and relax on his special day. Father's Day dinner special. All you can eat prime rib, including salad, baked potato, or mashed potatoes with seasonal vegetable, only $15.95.
from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Chrysler's Lex River Club card price. While you're treating your dad to a great Father's Day meal and elements, make it a day and try your hand at blackjack. Pull up a seat at the River's Edge Poker Room, play bingo, or spin the reels on your favorite slot machine. No one else in town offers this. A great meal, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Girl, Linda Bott. Linda's getting ready for her On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. It's going to be a great show, fashion and music and you name it, it's there. 8:55 in the morning, May the 31st, our last day of May. Do we have anybody on the lines? Okay, we're clear on the lines. All right. Our guest is Rick Bassetti, running for Assembly District 1. You know, this is, even though it's not an Assembly District question, it's big around here, Measures A and B.
Measures A and B, yeah. I've been asked that question by the Board of Realtors and by... It's actually been asked out in some of our forums as well. Unlike any of my other opponents in this, I took a very firm stand on it, and like I did with the Board of Realtors, and said, absolutely, I'm in favor of the planning, the decision that the supervisors made on A. However, there are problems, I believe, with the traffic plan there. And without getting those fixed, I don't really want to see anything happen there. One of my good friends owns the southwest corner of that intersection there.
Mm-hmm.
The family's had it for over 70-something years. He wants to be able to sell and move away. It's not rural to him anymore.
Right.
Rural is when he used to get on the horse and not have a freeway and run it right down to the river and do that, okay? And now his rights are being taken away on the property rights there as well. I was offered money by the development company to support their position. I said no. I'm not going to do that, and I'm not going to come out and advertise for you either. You know, the people are going to decide this ultimately. That's what's going to happen. And in regards to B, what I said at the one meeting was, this is not the Soviet Union. We cannot take people's property rights away from them for an indefinite period of time here. You know, we cannot. I was on the Planning Commission, Carl, for 10 years. And if I'm going to plan by initiative, come on. You know, do I agree with the votes and stuff? Not really. I think the Board of Supervisors vetted their decisions very, very well. And here's what I would do, though. A lot of the concerns down there are about environmental issues, too, and they're concerned about paving over all of Turnkey Bottom. Make this thing inclusive only of the Cloverleaf, and on condition that it does happen, the city of Reading brings in their water and their sewer. We hook up the school, we hook up the truck stop, and we hook up the new development there, and then you don't have all that septic going into the ground there, and they have clean drinking water coming into them as well. That would solve a lot. Now, there's people who are afraid that once you have water and sewer there.
Once you get to water and sewer there, then you can
just
then you get bigger.
Condition it.
Yeah.
Just condition it. And developments are conditioned all the time.
Okay, we got about a minute and a half.
Yes, sir.
Why should people vote for you?
Well, because I'm easily the most qualified here. I have the most vast experience, Carl. I'm old. I'm older than anyone else in this race. Okay.
And in this room.
And I've raised three daughters, you know. But seriously, you know, why do you think all of these different organizations that employ people throughout this district have endorsed me over the other candidates? It's because I understand how business works. I'm not just one person focused. I'm not a person who's just focused in one area of expertise. I was in the technology sector for 20 years, Carl. I was on a planning commissioner for 10 years. I sat on the advisory board at Mercy Hospital for 8 years. That's why I think that lends a lot of credence to the California Hospital Association, why they endorsed me. You know, when you sit on the advisory board at California State University of Chico for 14 years for the College of Engineering and Computer Sciences, you know, you learn a lot being on those on how business works and how the community is functioning and working, Carl. No one else has any of those credentials in this. And I think I've proven to be a person that you can trust. A lot of people don't like some of the decisions that I've made, but I've always been consistent, okay? You know that if you're going to come in, I'm going to follow the rules, whatever they are. I think most people look at my voting record. I've always been a dollars and cents for the business. I mean, for common sense business in our city. And so when people are making statements, I think that you can go ahead and, you know, look at the record. Look at the record. It's a video now.
It's a video.
It's a video now. I mean, people say that I've voted for all these union benefits and things like this at times. That's a rumor that's going under the wire here. Look at the video.
Okay, Rick Bassetti, where are you going to be at, Rick?
When?
I mean, are you going to speak anywhere?
Oh, no, we're just outreaching people.
Okay. Hey, our guest tomorrow, Patrick Jones, and perhaps Cheryl Clifford. We're working that in how she's going to be on one of these days, though. Carl and Bot, good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Splashdown in the Pacific.
This is Mission Control Houston once again. The SpaceX team confirming that Dragon is in the water.
The historic SpaceX mission ending successfully just minutes ago with the unmanned capsule wrapping up the first private run to the International Space Station. Stocks sinking after the latest news on the U.S. economy. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The economy is not growing as briskly as thought. The Commerce Department revising down the growth for the first quarter of this year to 1.9%. Consumer spending and business restocking blame for the slowdown. More Americans also applied for jobless benefits last week, setting a five-week high and raising the four-week average. Still, the private sector did create jobs this month. Payroll company ADP reporting 133,000 new jobs in May. The Labor Department reveals the government's monthly employment report tomorrow. Lisa.
Jared, thanks. Right now, the Dow is down 55 points. The crux of the gay marriage debate may